Much has been written about loving kindness meditation practices, and they are beautiful practices. They tend to work with a structure where the practitioner blesses himself or herself, their self, first with loving kindness and wellness and ease, and then those for whom they feel intrinsic warmth, more blessings, gradually expanding out until blessing those they feel neutral towards, and then those they feel some sort of contraction, some sort of opposition. Maybe people they feel are aligned against them, or their loved ones, or those they feel have hurt them in the past. And this practice is wonderful. Often it's easy to feel love and kindness towards those with whom we are aligned, but when we look at those that we've identified as other, we feel contractions arise, or we feel our heart closing a little bit. Maybe our heart opening in grief, maybe emotion like anger. It's very useful to notice these reactions, to work with these reactions. Not to fight them or repress them, but to explore them, learn from them, and release them. So this in no way takes away from the traditional loving kindness meditation, but I did find a new twist that I've been quite enjoying. Looking less at human dynamics and just more of our place in the world. Starting small, as before, growing larger, but looking at that loving kindness in a different way. So maybe visualize your garden, the creatures, the plants within, a delicate dance of butterflies on flowers, earthworms churning soil, intricate systems, carefully balanced, yet always changing. Appreciating that beauty, that liveliness, thinking of that little garden. Wishing it well. May that space be filled with loving kindness. May it be profoundly well. May it be peaceful and at ease. Blessing that space several times, feeling loving kindness filling your heart. And then expanding out to an ecosystem near you. Right now I'm sitting on one of my favorite trails, little woodland trail, pines around me, lots of birds, butterflies, wildflowers have just returned. All the life here. Creatures, plants, and interacting systems. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be profoundly well. May you be peaceful and at ease. In my case now, I'm sitting on a rock and I've practiced those blessings several times. When you feel inspired, expanding out again, picking up more of the ecosystems around you. In my space, there's a lake a couple miles away that we love to visit. Mountains a little further down the road. Thinking of these creatures and plants and interacting systems. Such a delicate dance. Through the seasons, through the hours of the day, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be profoundly well. May you be peaceful and at ease. wishing those blessings many times, and then expanding out once again, the whole continent, the oceans around it, visualizing all the systems, all the creatures, all the plants. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be profoundly well. May you be peaceful and at ease. After blessing many times, expanding out, visualizing the whole earth, all its creatures, all its systems, land, water, air, burrowing below the ground, always losing balance, finding balance. So much life and death. With this play, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be profoundly well. May you be peaceful and at ease. So much love for the planet and love for you. Thank you for listening. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be profoundly well. May you be peaceful and at ease. Much love.